The Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance down at my iPhone 6 Plus, I can see that we're down to 96 days to go until we check into Disney's Port Orleans Riverside Resort for a week of fun at Walt Disney World before the podcast cruise. Every time I get a call, receive a text, or post to social media, and those of you that know me know I do this quite a bit, I get excited for that next trip because Days to Go WDW is counting down the days right along with me. I get great pictures, audio cues, and more, and there's no better way to get pumped up for that next Disney vacation. Download your copy today. Just drop by VirtualMickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 839 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And happy Wednesday to you. We hope that you're having a great midweek. It is beautiful here in the Midwest, and hopefully the weather has turned a little warmer for you. Baseball starts this weekend. We have Easter weekend. It is just a great time to get together and talk some Disney. It's another One Commute Question show. And as always, we appreciate you dropping in and downloading the show and spending some time with us. And I just wanted to thank everybody for doing that. This past couple of weeks, we've had higher numbers than we've ever had in the past 7 years. So thank you for getting out there and spreading the word about the show. Also for the great iTunes reviews and ratings. Please keep those coming if you can. We really appreciate that. It has helped us get up into the trending area of iTunes and the what's hot part of the store. And we appreciate that so much. So joining me today, we're going to answer your listener questions. Have a little breaking news at the top of the show. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. Happy hump day, Ricky. What's up?
What? Oh my gosh. It's so gorgeous. I just can't believe how gorgeous it is. I'm sitting outside, so if you hear the train whistle, that's why. Toot toot. I couldn't help it. So anyway, yeah, no. You want me to break the news now?
No, let's get everybody introduced because
all right,
we want to get out.
Okay.
So also joining us, we have from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, Debbie. How's it going, Deb?
Hey, well, you've got to hear this one. So this weekend, I went to Epcot with some friends. And, you know, there's a rumor that I'm a little frugal, and we decided to go to... We decided to go to Le Cellier. Okay, so Debbie, you know, it's a can do, not a problem. So I get to Le Cellier and I'm so excited hanging out with my friends. Now, mind you, people who've never eaten a Le Cellier, it's like you're in a box. It's quiet. It's beautiful, but yet it's so dark in there. It reminds me of Sin and Jill Inn. And I didn't bring my little pin light. So I'm going through this little menu and I'm trying to, you know, with my little Mrs. Magoo glasses, trying to see everything. And I'm sitting there chattering and talking to eating my pretzel bread. And my friend said, I said, what are you going to eat? Because I think I'm going to have the pork. I said, well, I think I'm going to have the beef because it's not that big of a price difference. And she, knowing me, looked at me like I'd just been speaking Swedish. Like, are you kidding me? So I'm like, yeah, I think that's right. I'll have the beef. Okay. So I'm thinking, but these prices are really cheap. Something's not right. But, you know, maybe Disney surprised us. So anyway, I get my bill. I was hyperventilate. I was looking at the prices. If you were to add wine, instead of it being a $20 piece of meat, it was a $50 hunk of meat.
Oh, my gosh.
It looked like a coaster on steroids. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I paid $50 for this. Oh, my gosh, I'd have to sell a kidney. And my friends, but it was very good. It was very good. But my friends were so funny because they were like, I've never seen you break out your credit card. I said, I didn't bring enough cash.
You had to call and get your line extended there for your bill at Le Cellier.
I'm kidding. It's like, you can hear my wallet going,
like, ma'am, you've maxed out. You got to pay the other half tomorrow.
Oh, man. It's like, I'm glad I didn't order two.
No kidding.
Good price.
Yeah, it's the first time I think I've ever heard that, and you did say it in one sentence, the word cheap and LaSalle in the same
right.
sentence.
Right, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, those two words don't go together, but okay.
No, I'm like, these prices, this doesn't make sense to me. Of course, I was reading this tiny print, and I didn't bring my little pen light. So note to everybody out there, always pack a pen light.
Obviously.
You need to call that your $50 pen light now.
No kidding.
And I've got like 50 pen lights my dad's given me. Where they were at was not in my purse. But it was a fun time. We had a great time.
That's a great way to learn that lesson. It's a tough way, but it's one way you'll never forget to pack that thing. Pack seven of them, you know?
You sound like an item you could take back.
No, true. Please take my steak back. This was not what I wanted.
Oh, man.
But it was very, very good. I must say, the food, the ambiance. Okay, so it's a little bit more than what I expected, obviously. But it was so worth it, you know, with the friendship and the fellowship. And the food was excellent, like I just said.
It should be for that, I'm just saying.
It should be, I know, right? Especially when she said, I'm having the pork, and I'm like, what if the price isn't that much difference? And she just looked at me like, did Debbie just say that?
All righty then, now you got me hungry and good laughs there, so I appreciate that here at a midweek. And also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy hump day, Pam.
Happy hump day. We are kind of slowly getting into some better weather here, too. So I'm very, very excited. Just so nice to see the sun again here in western Pennsylvania. We have not seen much of it this year.
You know what? I haven't seen much of the outside since the last couple of weeks with Disney announcing the summer specials and the Disney Cruise Line pushing into September of 2016 with some outstanding destinations. It's a good thing, but man, it's been busy, which it's great because Disney fans planning Disney trips, that's always exciting to see.
You picked the best week to be on spring break. That's all
like
I'm going to say.
It's like they knew. I didn't get a spring break. What's up? You know, but hey, it's okay. I like it. It's fine. It's a lot better than the alternative of I don't know what I would have done. There's only 24 hours in a day. So anyway, we're going to get to your listener questions. But before we do that, we are very lucky because, you know, we have some connections with the Magic for Less. You know, sometimes Disney feeds us stuff just a couple of days ahead of time. And Ricky's kind of in the same boat being a blogger and especially being connected with touringplans.com, you know, has access to, like when we went down for the media event last year for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, got to, you know, get a peek behind the curtain and stuff, some things that were coming up. And, you know, with touringplans.com and Ricky's connections as well, we've gotten that as well. And I heard rumblings of this happening about 2 or 3 months ago, and I was like, I don't think it's happening. But Ricky got the press release, and we wanted to break it here because, you know, now's the time. So, Ricky, let our audience know, because I'm really excited, because this change is something. I mean, it's like Disney has been, they haven't been listening for like the last 7 or 8 years, but it's like they're finally fixing one of the worst problems that we have going on at the Magic Kingdom. So go ahead and let everybody know what's going on.
Absolutely. You know, that's the whole thing. They are fixing one of the worst problems. I think everybody would agree. And we'll send a huge hallelujah! It's happening! So, new press release has been released that's saying that guests at the Magic Kingdom will find themselves teleported into a brand new interstellar adventure starring everyone's favorite snowman from Frozen, Olaf! Starting in 2016. So what does this mean? Well, it means that there's a new Tomorrowland attraction coming where Olaf is mistakenly captured by the Galactic authorities and sent to a containment facility. What does this sound like? Where do you think this is?
Yeah, it sounds like it's been done before. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure this means that, you know, something that we all don't like is going away. So after
chili burgers involved, or chili.
Chili dogs, yes. So guests will get a warm hug that encourages them to remain in their seats. The lights will dim and Olaf will appear. And, you know, as with all Disney attractions, something goes wrong. So Olaf's melting snow will short out the laser beams, holding him prisoner, allowing Olaf to frolic with the guests. Again, sounds awful familiar, right? You'll get the smell of carrots in the air, touch of cold water drops, cutting-edge audio effects, and Disney Imagineers have planned an interactive attraction, and it will make you feel like Olaf is sitting right on top of your shoulders. So I think that's pretty awesome. Once order is restored, Olaf is sent to Walt Disney World to spend spread frozen joy to everything that he can. And to make way for Olaf, of course, if you haven't guessed, Stitch's Great Escape will be saying aloha to guests for the final time during the summer of 2015 after 11 years. Can you believe 11 years it's been since Stitch came out? Oh my goodness.
No,
that's crazy right there. So, the attraction is supposed to open sometime in 2016. So, I think this sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie. This sounds like a great use of that space because we all know we hate Stitch. So,
and you know what this means too is that, you know, because we have the Frozen Fun Summer events happening this summer in 2015. But it sounds like, you know, this is something that may be on a permanent schedule with it happening again. You know, obviously, it's going to be kind of like maybe the carrot on top of the snowman for 2016.
Quite literally, yes. But I'm bummed.
That's right. So I'm excited about this. I mean, you know, it's like, because inevitably, if Disney listens to podcasts, because I listen to a ton of them, and they always say, you know, what's the one attraction you'd pull from the Magic Kingdom?
Oh,
it's always Stitch. You know what?
Stitch.
And so, what do you think?
I think this fits in. I mean, the Tomorrowland. You know, okay, that's a little rough there. It doesn't quite fit. But overall, I mean, I think that Olaf is a much better choice than Stitch ever was. So I think I think this sounds fantastic, I gotta say.
So what do you think the wait times will be on this thing when it opens?
Gosh, you know, I think it'll be pretty good. I mean, anything with Frozen in the name is going to have some pretty good wait times. So I really think that, it's always going to be better than the 10-minute wait times that you have for Stitch now. So
that's true.
You know, yeah.
So, now, is there somewhere, because I did see some concept art, you know, that this is for real. Where can they check that out?
So if you want to see the concept art, I have a blog post that's come out for Touring Plans. So you can go to touringplans.com to see the concept art. And it's fantastic. I mean, it looks like it's going to be such a fun attraction. Gotta say.
Right. Really great attraction. 2016, man. And, you know, and the great thing is it's going to debut. And I don't think it was in your post, but I think they're saying summer, obviously, because maybe it ties in with Olaf. I don't know, but
right,
you know,
right,
that's when our family gets to go for the week. So yes, I'll get to be there when this opens.
Exactly. I know. It's going to be awesome.
Carrots. So. All right. Well, let's get to the listener questions. Good job on that one. Cause we were all excited. We were texting
Thanks.
Each other like, finally Stitch is going. So
yay.
It's like, how
yeah,
can
right?
People say we're so positive, but in our text that, you know, when we did this, when we finally heard about it, like on late Monday night, we're like, yes, Stitch is out of here. Finally. And I don't really hate Stitch, but I'm just excited for something new in that space.
Right.
So, all right. So anyway, let's get to listener questions. And Ricky, what do you think about Chuck's question? He's up in New York.
Yeah, you know, I think that it absolutely is possible. It shouldn't be a problem at all. And, you know, I mean, obviously the dining plan, we all have our thoughts about whether that's worth the money or not. But if it's something that, you know, Chuck is looking for, then yeah, I say go for it. You can absolutely do it.
Pam, what do you think, though? Because I know, you know, annual passes do bring up some unique situations where, you know, it's a little bit tougher because a lot of times you're going to have Magic Your Way tickets.
Yeah, but if you're an annual pass holder, you don't have to have that.
Oh, that's true. That's
you
true.
Can have the annual pass holder rate, and then you can also add the dining plan, and you don't have to add any tickets onto it. Now, the exception will be if something like free dining or something like that comes on. That is a different special. So basically what you'd be trying to do is combine an annual pass holder special with another special, and you can't do that. You get to pick one or the other. So that's something you'll have to think about, which is more valuable to you, and just do the math. It's a math question. So, you know, it's not that hard either. The math isn't that bad.
Can you tell my brain's mush because I was thinking free dining and it, you know, it just says dining. I don't know why I always put the free in front of it. Something's wrong with me.
No, it's okay. But this math doesn't use like integers or anything.
That's true.
Right.
Good
right.
stuff. So Debbie, what do you think? Have you ever used the, you know, gone with an annual pass and a Disney dining plan at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Of course, I'm a big advocate of the dining plan. I am. I just think, I really believe there's a value to it. You don't have to keep pulling out your wallet or your credit card. And it's a good value.
Debbie probably wishes she was on the dining plan a couple of
times. That's probably true.
I'm still trying to get over that, Rick. You did need to open that
wound. I'm sorry. Open an old wound. Sorry.
But yes, I've done this before and I really do like it.
All right, the first email of the day says, "Hi, Mike, I have a question for an upcoming show. Is it possible to purchase an annual pass and still get and use the dining plan? Obviously, the dining plan would have to be paid for out of pocket, but is it even possible to do? The dining plan may not be the best thing for everyone, but it works for us, and we love the options it gives us and the chances to try new things. Thanks for your help. We both love the show. Chuck is in Buffalo, New York." All right. All right, let's go to the next question, and it is from Erica in Newburgh, Indiana. And I'm going to throw this one out to Pam. So, Pam, what do you think about Erica's question?
Oh, man, I'm just telling you, she, you know, it's always so hard for me to choose resorts. And, you know, especially when we're looking at the moderate or deluxe resorts. So I think that I would be looking at, for the moderate, I think I would look at Coronado Springs just because it has so many options for things to do. It has more restaurant choices, and that way I'm going to be able to pick what I really want to do. And for deluxe, you know, I'm thinking that what I would choose would be, and this, so let's just say it's a couple months in the future because I want this all to be kind of done, but I would choose the Polynesian because I want to hang out there and see all the new stuff they have
Trader
and enjoy
very nice
and blah blah blah.
I will
blah,
be
blah.
Living in Trader Sam's. I'm just gonna tell you.
Yeah. So I mean, it just looks to be so much fun. So that's what I would choose. But you know what? If you ask me next week, my answer would probably change. So
you know, I think
it's on our mood. Those
are great calls because Coronado Springs again is a really nice place. I would say for my moderate, again, not going inside the parks is the key because she didn't want to do that. So, you know, the moderates, I might go Riverside just because I have French Court. And right now, Riverside is my, like, all-star. It's my number one resort when you consider all factors. Price, amenities, location, theme. To me, it's my go-to resort for right now. And again, I'm like Pam, it could change. But I really like Riverside, so that'd be my moderate because I could go to French Quarter. I get a boat to Downtown Disney, check that all out. Deluxe. See, here's the thing. Like, we're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge for a couple nights after the cruise because Paige has never stayed there. And we stayed there over the Tower of Terror weekend, and she was not with us. And Mallory came back and said how cool it was, and Paige was kind of sad. So now we're staying there so she can check it out. But, like, I'm kind of torn because last summer we stayed at Wilderness Lodge for a little while. And, man, did I love Wilderness Lodge. That place is beautiful. It's got great location, boat rides to the Magic Kingdom. The pool was amazing. We had such a great time. We could see the fireworks from our room. We could see Wishes. And so I'm kind of in this thing. Like, I need to be happy that we're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge after the cruise. I love it over there. It's amazing. I mean, it's like almost being on a cruise ship on your Savannah view and seeing the animals. Everything changes every time you go out to the balcony. But I also, you know, part of me was like, I should call and change over to Wilderness Lodge. So I'm staying with Animal Kingdom Lodge. I think that's a cool deluxe because, again, if you're not going to the parks, lots to do, lots to see. So that's where I would go. So, Debbie, what about you, the moderates and the deluxes?
You know, Mike, I just am in a mirror basically what you said because it's exactly the ones that I would pick. I think the Port Orleans or Riverside or the French Quarter, both of them are unique. I think they're very quaint, and I think that there's a lot you could do without having to go into the parks. And for definitely my deluxe, as you know, I'm a huge animal lover, and I'm a DVCer at Animal Kingdom. That is one of my favorites. If it was Christmas time, I'd say hang out at Wilderness Lodge. But if it's not Christmas, then I would definitely say Animal Kingdom. A lot of cool things to do. They have an internal, you could actually just walk over to Kidani from, you know, the main, you know, Animal Kingdom Lodge over to Kidani and just back and forth. So you can actually see all sorts of different animals and you will not see the same thing twice. So it's a really cool adventure.
Good call. The only thing I can say bad about Animal Kingdom Lodge is and this is just for people that are crazy like me, but I do like to run now during my vacations, and there's absolutely nowhere to run at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Like, I ran 5 miles, I think, last Tower of Terror weekend, because I was, like, in the middle of my marathon training, and I needed to get 15 in the day of the race, so I ran 5 that morning, and I literally had to run, like, between Animal Jumbo and Kidani, but basically I'm just running behind the bus stops and dodging cars. So I think what I'm going to do is those 2 or 3 nights just drive over to Pop Century. It's about 5 minutes away. I did that with Adam last time and, you know, run around Hourglass Lake. It's a nice run. It's right down the way there. All right.
Well, Mike, what you do is just hop over the balcony and let security chase you all over the city.
That's right. I could be like, you know, hey, I'm a lizard. You know, I could be like out on the savannah.
Right.
I'm just there you go lizards.
That's it. I'm just sunning, you know. I'm just sunning
that's
really
right.
really fast. Anyway, that's a good call. I might have to use that one. Now if I need bail money, Debbie, I'll call you. All right.
You're going to ask me after God just got
yeah, exactly. Miss Frugal.
Hey, I'll let you know up front how much it costs. I won't try to trick you. All right, so Ricky, where would you stay?
You know, I'm like you guys. I think Port Orleans Riverside is where I would go. I think that it just has so much to offer. You've got Yeehaw Bob. You've got just beautiful grounds to walk all over. A great pool, that kind of thing. If you want to do fishing, of course you can. I don't, you know, that doesn't sound like a vacation for me, but maybe Brian would enjoy it. So, you know, I always like to throw out the idea. If I were to choose deluxe, you know, I think I'm going to go, well, because I probably would have said the ones that you and Debbie said, but I'm going to go different. I'm going to go with Beach Club. I think that it's such a great resort because it is connected to, you've got the boardwalk there. So you can do all the stuff along the boardwalk. You've got the yacht club there too. So if you wanted to dine, you could dine at either Beach Club or Yacht Club. So I think you've got some good choices there. And of course, you've got that pool, which is just a fantastic pool. And you can have fun just whether you're actually swimming in it or if you're just sitting by it. I think it's just a fantastic area to stop and relax and enjoy your day. So I'm going to go with the Beach Club on that one. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of deluxes that would fit the bill for this. Definitely.
I agree. You really can't go wrong.
So. No, absolutely.
All right. Well, for our next question says, thank you for answering my question about getting to the parks using the monorail, boat, or feet during my upcoming September trip to Walt Disney World. If I decide to forego the parks altogether and enjoy the amenities my resort has to offer, which moderate or deluxe would you choose and why? I'll be arriving at Walt Disney World on a Saturday and leaving the following Monday to go on a Disney cruise. So have fun on that cruise, man. I love cruising. All right, let's get to the next question. And it comes from Denise LeBlanc. And she is in Thibodaux, Louisiana. I'm sure that if you... Thibodaux. She even wrote out...
She gave me the pronunciation.
Looks like it's Thibodaux. Maybe it's Thibodaux, but hey, either way, it's Louisiana.
Yes.
I like that. Down where they have the dirty rice and the jambalaya. Can you tell we always record at dinner time?
Yes.
All right, so Ricky, this is kind of, you know, she gives us the nice story, and then, you know, what do you think about that option for five?
You know, I probably... If it was me, I probably would do, even though it would give extra days, I'd probably do Art of Animation just because, you know, that extra room is probably going to be necessary. You know, if you do a Port Orleans Riverside room just by itself, I think that you're just, it's a lot of people in one room and it, you know, it depends on how close you guys are and get along with each other. But, you know, I think having, you know, the 4-year-old twins, I think that, I think the extra room is going to be very necessary. So I'm going to go with Art of Animation, even though it's less days.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you're trading off. Like,
I know, you know, I can't believe I'm doing that too,
yeah,
but
days.
I'm just thinking about the fact that she's, you know, we've got twins that are 4. I can't imagine having twins that are 4, you know, in a room that's just, you know, a teeny tiny square block. So I'm thinking that it's going to be necessary to have a little more space to spread out.
That's a good point. Oh, and I'm going to get to Pam and Debbie here. Before we forget, we were talking about Riverside last time. Did you hear that Yeehaw Bob is now going to be playing 7 nights a week down at Walt Disney World?
He's
going to be at the boathouse.
Yes. He's going to be at, isn't it?
The boathouse.
Boathouse? Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Bob, man, he's the hardest working man in show business. I love it. That's cool. I'm so excited because I love seeing Bob's show, and now I don't even have to worry about my schedule. I can go anytime, and I want to go to the boathouse anyway. So, just throwing that in there for our listeners. Thanks to Dr. Kai for passing that along to me the other night. He feeds me the best information. I think he actually sent me the thing about the Frozen Summer thing like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, whatever. He's playing with me,
right?
Anyway, exactly. All right. So, Debbie, what would you do? So, you know, we got this trade off. You know, larger accommodations or more days at Walt Disney World. What would you do?
Art of Animation, because if they're 4-year-old twins, and to me, even though Port Orleans is nice, they're going to want to enjoy the hotel, and a lot of times they'd want to go back to go swimming, I'm sure. So why not enjoy something that's really fun and eclectic? They could go over the Generation Gap Bridge, hang around at it, pop a little bit, come back. I think there's a lot more for the kids to do. They're going to have fun in the parks anyway, but I think if they had a couple of more days in the parks, that would be fine. But if it was me, I would take my kids to Art of Animation because I think that it's a lot more fun, and it's a lot more kid-friendly, and it's something that I think that they would enjoy.
Good point about Art of Animation being more kid-friendly for, like, four-year-olds. Because maybe Riverside is more of an adult's resort, even though Mallory really loves it. But I've never really kind of asked her, like, to give me a direct head-to-head comparison. Because we haven't stayed in the suites, which are probably a little bit more fun than, like, the Little Mermaid rooms. Even though they're all fun. That's a good point.
Sure.
All right, so, Pam, what would you do? The more days or the larger room?
I'm going to say Art of Animation, too, for much of what everyone has said, but I will just throw in a little personal experience that when Hannah was younger, I felt like more space and having separate rooms was even more important because she would go to bed much earlier and, you know, not everyone can fall asleep at 8 o'clock. So, you know, if you're all in one room, it's challenging because, you know, Steve and I would resort to like playing cards in the bathroom. I mean, you know, you get desperate after a while, right? I mean, you know, what
go
else
fish.
Can you do? So
go fish.
Exactly. We were very, very quiet because the last thing you want to do is wake up your toddler or your young child when you're on vacation because they're already crabby and tired and exhausted and not eating what they normally eat and not on their normal schedule. So anyways,
are you talking about kids or the husband? I'm
sorry.
I missed
all
that
the above. All of us. So I just felt like the extra space let us return from vacation, you know, really having enjoyed it all because we were able to maintain our schedule a little better. And it also made it easier for napping in the afternoon if you're lucky enough that your 4-year-old still does that. So, you know, even if not, it's good for just some downtime. So I really think that Art of Animation may be the way to go here.
Yeah, we have a great guest coming up this coming Monday speaking. We're going to talk about his stay at Art of Animation in a family suite, so that might help her out too. So, next question says, hi, Mike, BOGP podcast crew. Love listening to the podcast on my work commute. Also, my kids love listening to Magical Mouse Radio. It's a special treat for them when they are having a picnic outside. Here's my question. 4 years ago, I found out I was pregnant with twins. We frantically planned our then 3-year-old's first trip to Disney before the babies came. Very minimal planning other than dining reservations. We stayed at Port Orleans Riverside and vowed to never stay there again. We had a mansion room that I'm sure is the farthest away from the main lobby. It was at least a 10 to 15 minute walk. They gave her the Doug special. Doug likes being far away. Anyway, I'm sure he's like, oh, I love that room. Anyway, we were also far from the bus stops. We had no groceries delivered to our room, so we had to go to the main dining area for everything. We had the dining plan, but it was still very inconvenient. Needless to say, we learned a lot and swore we wouldn't go back to Walt Disney World until we could afford to stay at a monorail resort. Our twins' first trip was a year ago. We splurged on a 9-day stay at Bay Lake Tower. It was fantastic, magical, and very well planned. We knew this would probably be our only deluxe stay, so it was a little bittersweet. Now our twins are 4. We are looking to go back to Walt Disney World in the next year. After listening to many podcasts, yours especially, we are thinking about giving Port Orleans Riverside another try. I know you love Riverside and have really sold me on it. In fact, we never saw the large pool and fishing area in the week we were there. So I think our previous trip with poor planning probably made us unfairly judge Riverside. We need a room for 5, and our other option we thought of was a family suite at Art of Animation. With the cost difference, we likely could stay an extra day or two if we chose Riverside. What's your opinion on Port Orleans Riverside versus Art of Animation? We will be using park transportation. Thanks for the advice, Denise. And, we gave our answers there, so I think we're good. All right, time for the last question of the day on this Happy Hump Day. And I'm going to throw this one out to Pam. So lots going on here, and I really don't know a whole lot about this package. Have you ever used this thing at Food and Wine?
No, I haven't. And there's some really cool things, you know, that you can do with it. But my, you know, I guess what I'm worried about is until we receive all the information for 2015, will they still have this package? Right. Will it be exactly the same price? Will it be three times as much? You know, there are
especially lately, they've been doing that. They've been taking what was originally the price and jacking it way up. So,
but I do think, you know, some of the things, some of the events that they've had in the past are really, really interesting, especially the food and wine pairings. You know, there's so many to appeal to different people. And I think that's what you really have to think of, you know, find one that, like, you might find one that they released in 2015 that you think, oh, this is fantastic. This is exactly what we want. And we know paying for that, you know, is going to be totally worth it. Now, I will say that, you know, while these experiences are pricey, what is so cool about them is that they're exclusive. And there are things that you may not get to do at Disney at other times, you know, meet with the chefs or attend, you know, some kind of demonstration, or maybe even they're held in a special location. So those are all things that you may want to consider when looking at something like this.
Now, I've never done an add-on event at Food and Wine, Pam, but when we went down for that media event last year for the My Disney Side kickoff campaign thing in the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, were you at the thing at Epcot before we went and saw Illuminations that night when it was raining? Yes. They said it was like a party for the senses.
It was in the space that's near the UK there.
Yes, yes. Okay, so it was in there. People were saying that's just like the party for the senses. Now, that was so awesome. I don't know if it'd be that cool, but if it was, I would pay a lot of money to go to something like that. So that even though some of these things are pricey, I would have felt like even if I'd had to pay like $100 a ticket, it may have been worth it, because like you had all these exotic, you know, stations with different kinds of ethnic foods paired with like beers and wines that go right along with that. And, you know, the service was amazing. And like you said, it wasn't crowded. It was very exclusive. So while I've never done one of those, you know, we got to go to that media thing, but I would have paid a premium to have that, because it was definitely a premium experience, something you wouldn't have in a typical Epcot day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You know, of course they're expensive, but any kind of experience like that, whether it's at Disney or somewhere else, is going to be expensive. I mean, we have things here in the Pittsburgh area that are really exclusive at different times, and they're just as pricey, and they're not at a resort destination. So, I mean, I think it really is what appeals to you. Is it going to be worth it to you? And I think that's something that's always so interesting, especially when planning any Disney vacation. So don't let someone else tell you what something is worth, because for you, what is more important, you know, you have to decide what's important to you. You decide your own value. And that's what I like to think, you know, that we try and help a guest do, is get the most value from their vacation. And I know I've said this before, but it's worth saying again, when you're looking at what is valuable to you in a vacation, the least expensive option may not offer the most value for you. So consider that. And, you know, don't always look for the least expensive option. It may not work the best for you.
Oh, I totally echo that, especially when it comes to Disney Cruise Line, because it's not the least expensive option, but the value. When I get off the ship, I don't regret that I went with Disney Cruise Line ever. Ever.
Absolutely.
So that's agreed. A good point. All right. So, Ricky, what about these, you know, add-ons? Have you ever done like a demonstration or an add-on event at Food and Wine?
No, you know what? I haven't. Just because, well,
usually
like
we don't
Debbie,
have a lot of time.
I'm Little Miss Frugal Pants. So, you know, I don't usually do that kind of stuff. But, you know, this one, I don't know that I would do this one. It comes with an in-room gift with wine, which you have to be 21 and up to get. Festival wine glasses, truffles, Food and Wine Festival Magic Band, a $50 gift card, and credentials for the premium package areas. And those credentials will actually allow you to access 10 VIP areas that are found around World Showcase. And you'll be able to order items from around the marketplace, at the different marketplaces. And you'll actually get to have them delivered to you, like, wow, in the VIP section.
Nice. So
that's kind of nice, yeah. And then you also get admission to Late Nights Live, which was a special event that they held last year as well. Now, again, kind of like Pam says, this has not been announced yet, so for this year. So you know, we don't know what's coming for it. We don't know if the same things will be offered this year. We don't know if the price will increase. You know, we don't know a lot of things if this is actually returning. So I know that the Late Nights Live event actually was supposed to go on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe, and it actually got canceled one of the days just because not enough people had taken part in it. So, you know, things are always subject to change, so I don't know if this will be coming back this year or not, but we'll be finding out sooner rather than later, I'm sure. So, yeah.
All right, so Debbie, what are your thoughts on these add-on events, or maybe have you seen any of the cooking demonstrations or, you know, the wine preparation demonstrations?
I have not. I don't drink, so the wine thing does not really appeal to me, but I think just to hear about it, you know, I always like to learn, and I love tours, and I think Pam said it best, what do you, everybody's got their own basic price tag on what's important to you. I think this would be cool. Now, even though it is a bit of a tight, you know, squeeze there, because it's like almost, you know, $200 that was last year, for this experience, to say you did it, what's that compared to taking one of the higher-up Disney tours where you're there for a few hours? I think that you get a lot more actually take-home and give-me's on something like this versus I know I had friends that they've gone to several of these extra add-on events, and they were like, every time they've spent the money, they just didn't feel like they got what it was worth. On this, I think that you really would get that. I mean, you know, like with the bottle of wine, and if you've got the
has Debbie the been drinking? That's what I'd like to know.
No, no,
she's spending no. money at Le Cellier. She's saying,
"What's wrong with me?" I know. I pulled that credit card out that one time.
I know, really right? Good, you know?
But I think it is $200 is a lot of money. It is, and I don't drink, so I would not get the benefit. But if it was something else like chocolates, even then, I wouldn't spend $200. But on this. If it's something that's doable for your pocketbook and it is a unique thing, you're not going to do it every day, why not? Just to say you did it.
And I think Disney does a good job of giving things like this for special occasions. You know, it's your anniversary. Right. This is something like Ricky said, you get a bottle of wine. I mean, that's got a value to it. You get a $50 gift card right there. That's 25% of the cost. You're getting right back for the festival. So, and especially if you're a foodie, I mean, it's no different than going over to Richard Petty and racing a race car if you're a NASCAR fan or... You know, there's stuff there for everybody. You know, if you're a train fan, you're going on the train tour, it gives you a chance to kind of learn more about your, you know, your passion. So I think that's cool. And it's not that, I mean, it shocks you when you look at the price, but then when you, again, it gets back to what Pam said, it's value. You know, right. So if it's something you'll be talking about for 10 years, you know, hey, it's worth it. Life's worth living. So last question of the day says, good morning, gang, writing to you today from Boston, Massachusetts. Been listening to the show for about a year, and I have to say I absolutely love it. I am living in the Northeast and need my Disney fix from week to week, and you guys come through every week. I do have a trip planned in the last week of September through the first week of October for 8 days and 7 nights. We're going down for Epcot's Food and Wine Festival. My question is to you. We were thinking about purchasing the Epcot Food and Wine Premium Package for our trip because my wife and I are both foodies. I was wondering if you guys could elaborate on this package and or have any reviews from this package. It is $199 per person, so it would cost me $400. So this is a pretty big add-on. Also, if any of you have done any of the food and wine cooking demonstrations or any of the add-ons, could you please let me know which ones you did and how you enjoyed them? Thanks for your time, guys. I love the podcast. Keep sending your positive Disney vibes my way. Thank you and have a magical day. Evan Chason is up in Methuen, Massachusetts. So we thank Evan for taking the time to write in that question. And we thank everybody for writing those questions in today because that's going to wrap it up for today's listener question show. Please send your questions and comments to brguestpodcast.com at Mike. And we'll get those on the air right away. So one other thing I wanted to break here is that on Friday's show, this is what's called a tease in podcasting and radio. we're going to put this out there, but we are going to break the theme for the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 3.0 coming on Friday. And I think you'll like it. We've been working behind the scenes. Schedule's getting done. I mean, we're under 100 days, so it's getting to be crunch time. And we're going to have some cool stuff happening here very, very soon. So the theme of Podcast Cruise 3 is coming out on Friday. Again, of course, 2 was Christmas in July. We had the Christmas hats. That was always fun. It was hot, but it was a good idea at the time. In the first cruise, we didn't know what was going on. So the theme was just that we made it to the ship, and I couldn't believe we're having a podcast cruise. That was it. So not really a theme. It was just, I can't believe this is happening. That was really kind of the theme of the first one. So we'll break the theme on Friday. So please do join us for that. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW, and D-Point. Check out those apps. If you're a DVC member, you got to have D-Point on your device. It's going to help you calculate the amount of points you need for a DVC stay in seconds. And more importantly, at least in my opinion, is that it gives you options to get the best value. Again, we're getting back to that word value, but it's going to help you maximize those points to see the best value for your money. So check those and other great Disney fan apps out today over at virtualmickey.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. Same thing on Instagram. Give us a follow over there, Be Our Guest Mike. Follow the show on Facebook or give us a like over there. Get in on the conversation. We have a great time talking Disney there. It's facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet. It's like an old Western town over there. It moves slow. Every once in a while, you see a little tumbleweed, but it's there and it's comforting. I love that place. So check it out today, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And details on the show and everything that we do is always at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. So you can always check that out, stream the show. And everything else. Once again, if you could give us a review on iTunes, we'd really appreciate that. You can always listen to the show on Stitcher. We don't talk about that too much, but we're on Stitcher Smart Radio. We're also on the TuneIn app. So if you download that, it's a free app. You can listen to live radio from around the world, all kinds of radio stations. If you're a sports fan, you really need to have it. But also the Be Our Guest podcast right there, One Touch. You can check us out over there as well. There was one more thing that Magical Mouse Radio. You know what? It's like I try to think about this, and you know, with being able to get the app, the Live 365 app, or the Be Our Guest podcast app, you can just think of Magical Mouse Radio as like Spotify or Pandora for the Walt Disney World theme park fan, because it's streaming digital audio, CD quality, right there to your ears, 24/7. So, and actually less commercials than those two things if you're cheap and don't pay for the premium subscription. And if you're VIP, no commercials at all. So, hey, bonus. I have that here in the office. So check that out today. We're over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. All right, time to duck out of here. Hopefully you're having a great midweek. We'll be back again on Friday and kicking off another new month. And we had March Madness. We've wrapped up March Madness. I'm kind of sad that we're not going to have a listener on with us on Friday, but man, our listeners hit home runs each and every week. It was so much fun, and we'll do that again not too long. We love kind of switching it up and talking to our listeners, so it's going to be fun. All right, so for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great midweek. Stay safe and have a great day, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.